Welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave, alongside Joseph J., Trisha, Eric, and Kathleen Joy. I love that name. That is really a cool name.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, it is. It is. And it's a great show. And that, of course, song bringing us into this segment is the theme for Ink Master. And we are so honored to have from Tucson, Arizona, right here in our very own state, not only one of the contestants of Ink Master Season 7, but the winner, Anthony Michaels.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much.
We're so excited for you. And gosh, I mean, first of all, tell us where you are located. Where can I get tatted up?
Yeah, I need some more ink.
I am in, obviously, Tucson, Arizona at Metro Tattoo, and we are located at 5838 East Speedway Boulevard.
Excellent, excellent.
Nice.
So, I mean, of course, you've been on this all season, and your publicist has been keeping me up to date. And so you won a cash prize of $100,000, a feature article in the premier tattoo publication Inked, and the ultimate bragging rights title of Ink Master. How does it feel? How are you feeling this week?
You know, I've always been one to hit the ground running and stay as busy as possible and stay productive. I'm beyond grateful, beyond words can describe. And I don't think I've had a moment, man, for it to really soak in. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I had to get back straight to work. I have appointments that have been waiting for months and almost, you know, over a year. So I don't think it's really hit home. And even during the season a couple times, Dave also mentioned, you know, how does it feel, man? You kind of look surprised or you look shocked. And that's exactly what it was, you know. I respect all the guys I was going up against, and they could have gone either way, you know. And I think that's what was most shocking to me, and just to be in the position I'm in, I'm just beyond grateful.
Now I want to remind our listeners, we are speaking with Anthony Michaels, the winner of Ink Master Season 7. Dave, did you know that Anthony, he beat out 15 other contestants on the show? Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing. That shows a lot of great talent. And Anthony, I have several questions. One is, have you noticed an increase in business as a result of winning?
You know, there's a huge, huge wave of inquiries and a lot of business, for sure.
Wow.
There's so much exposure and so many more people that the network and the show reaches that are far out of my reach. You know, I have a big family at home, and for me to leave and reach out to those people myself is kind of almost impossible to me in my situation. So definitely has helped tremendously.
The other thing I'm curious about is, what was the criteria on how to win? Or what criteria? I suspect there were judges and so on. And how did they judge the winner? You know, what made it special for you? Take us through that process.
Sure. So, yes, if there's definitely judges. You have that right. And the criteria is you're taken through pretty much a rigorous amount of different genres of tattooing. Mm. And, you know, in order to be, quote-unquote, an ink master, you need to be able to do everything.
Mm.
So whatever genre, whatever technicality they want us to show in the particular upcoming tattoo, we have to show it. If you don't show it, you get eliminated.
Oh, wow. And what would some of those genres be? You know, can you describe a few?
Sure. Everything from, you know, American traditional, Japanese traditional. We touch on color theory. We touch on texture. A lot of that stuff falls into photorealism. Then you get into neo-traditional style tattooing. You get into surreal tattooing, some freehand work. So within those different genres, you're also, we did lettering as well. Within those genres, we're then narrowing it down to technicalities, as I was mentioning before, you know, detail, texture, saturation, line work, composition, color theory, and so on.
That is incredible. Now, you know, I think this is a question that is self-evident, but let me ask it, because I'm not an artist at all. I can't draw anything, but I suspect being a tattoo, do you call
Dave,
it
Dave, you can draw a crowd.
You can draw numbers.
Yeah, I could probably draw numbers.
That's
or overdraw numbers. Overdraft numbers. No, just kidding. But the thing is, what do we call you, a tattoo artist? Is that I mean, I know you're the ink master, but is that typically what you call someone in that industry, a tattoo artist?
You know, that's a really good question. The guys at the shop and myself have gone back and forth about this for years. And nowadays, there are a lot of artists, raw artists, and, you know, visual arts are really coming out of the woodwork, and social media is really helping expose these guys. And a lot of them either aspire to become tattoo artists or they're already tattoo artists. So to me, the term tattoo artist, you know, it doesn't mean that you just trace something or copy it and tattoo it, but you're an artist as well. You're able to create on your own off the top of your head. You're a painter.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of different facets of art are entailed in being a tattoo artist, which in turn, I believe, strongly believe that it makes your tattooing craft much better as well. So tattoo artist is exactly it.
And so the question is, I suspect being a tattoo artist, you can also paint, you know, on canvas or other things, portraits. Am I right about that?
Because
I would think doing it on a person is
way more difficult.
Yeah, more difficult. Yeah, exactly.
It's
like surgery. There's no going back. You know,
yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Paper or a canvas, you just erase it or paint over your canvas and start over.
Yeah.
So is there a lot of pressure, or you have so much joy and passion of what you do that there's no pressure and you're just sort of in the zone like an athlete would be?
You know, I think now looking back at it, I think a tattoo artist can be kind of sadistic in a way, because we find joy in what we do. At the same time, there's no room for error. So we're able to, as you said, like an athlete, find that zone.
Right.
At the same time, you have to keep in mind also, we have to make this an experience for our customers, or at least I do. So aside from not screwing up somebody's name, you also have to consider how they're feeling sitting in the chair, what the environment is like around them, to make sure that they're comfortable, they're not too nervous, and then just carry on like a, you know, nice casual conversation to help keep them their nerves down, keep their mental state well so they sit well. There's a lot more that's entailed than just keeping a straight line.
I was thinking of that. It's almost like a physician, a dentist, a doctor, where the bedside manner to keep them calm is probably critical for many reasons. One, you don't want them nervous, but two, you don't want them nervous to the extent they're moving a lot.
Exactly, exactly. There's a lot that's entailed in it, man. It's not easy.
Well, and what amazes me about tattooing and that art is that there is a particular order in which you do things, and only a certain amount you can do at a time, right?
For sure. You have to consider someone's pain tolerance. You have to pay attention to how the skin is reacting. This is just as far as like the overall surface, the obvious stuff on the surface, you know, paying attention, like I said, to your environment and really asking them questions. As far as the tattooing itself, when you're working with color, for example, you can't just dive in and start jumping around your palette and throwing color in there, because if you go to wipe clean to see what you're doing, and the darker color wipes into your lighter one, well, you just stained it, and that's not coming out. You know what I mean? So there's a system to everything that you do.
And I just would think that your mind, you know, you're chatting up the customer or whatever, being able to try to keep them calm, but in the same time, you have to be so focused on what you're doing. Now, this competition amazed me because of the fact that you didn't know what they were going to throw out at you as the challenge, right? Until they actually came up with it?
That's exactly right. Now, we can speculate. You know, we like to think at least that we're that we're smart. And we tried to predict, but you can't. You just can't. Because even though we know how to tattoo and what the kind of stuff to expect, you don't know when you're going to get it. So you can have this idea in your mind, and you can be mentally prepping for it or even drawing for it or doing whatever, and they give you something totally different on the opposite end of the spectrum that you've never done before. And now you have to shake this person's hand and do it in 6 hours.
Wow.
So, okay, this is going to sound like something, but of course, this is coming from somebody who's scared to death of needles. I hate needles, but I'm a nurse, but I hate needles, and I can't even imagine putting myself in a chair to have somebody do a tattoo on me at just the needle going in and out. I'm like, ah, but your canvases, the human canvases that you guys get, I mean, we are talking somebody who I'm assuming was a blank canvas pretty much, right?
For which
are for you like just, the for like in the finale where the you chest. Did these chest these you know epic tattoos chest and then sleeve tattoos, I mean these are all people, I mean how does that work because you don't even know what you're getting with your canvas too as far as their pain tolerance and how they accept color and all the rest of that.
Sure, yeah, and we don't know. So it turned out that my canvases did have prior work, so they're familiar with tattooing. I think very few. I don't know that I've seen anybody that in the competition that has had no tattoos. I think one instance this season when we were doing knuckles, it was a girl's first tattoo. Other than that, I think the production is very thorough on who they choose because they don't want to run the risk of something bad happening.
Yeah.
You know, during the process. That could put the artist's chance in jeopardy, or you know, possibly cause some harm to the canvas as well. So, they're very thorough on their search and very very selective on who they choose.
Well, now that brings me to my next question. Although I want to definitely say congratulations, and you are an incredible artist. Now we've got a lot of family members who have. Started getting tattoos and things like that. And I know that there's a large interest in people getting inked. And so how would a person go about making sure that they find the best?
Well, I'll try to put this in the easiest way possible so the masses can understand, because it can be very confusing. But I think first and foremost, as we discussed before, like the person's experience, you really have to feel good when you talk to an artist. You know, if you walk into a shop and the guy's kind of standoffish or no one really greets you, I think that's a red flag. Customer service is the other big part. You know, these people are investing in their hard-earned money into something that's forever. So you really need to consider that. Visually, definitely look for cleanliness in the work. Don't just, if you want a dolphin tattoo, don't just go look through the portfolio for a dolphin tattoo. And if you don't find one, then you're walking out. That's not fair. Really look at the line work. Look at the legibility of it. Look at how the artwork sits on the body. And just, I think when you see something nice and appealing and something clean, it's apparent, you know. And aside from everybody's personal preference or what they're looking for in particular, just really look at the foundational aspects of a good tattoo, and you'll be perfectly fine.
Okay, yeah, because that's one of the things, like when I look for a hairdresser or whatever, I go into them and I say, you are the person who knows what would look best on me.
Sure.
That's not my forte. So people also need to be able to have that confidence to not be directing you as a tattoo artist specifically if they're not absolutely positive, because you would have to give them your input as to where the placement should be or how it will look on that particular area.
Exactly.
Oh, well.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, and again, congratulations, Anthony Michaels, winner of Ink Master Season 7, Spike TV. I know we wanted to have you in studio. I know you are super busy, but promise me this, okay? I've got this pet duck named Frozen. He lives indoors. He sleeps in bed with me. He wears a diaper. And I would love for you to tattoo.
And you wonder why you can't get a girl.
Exactly.
And I would love for you to tattoo my pet duck Frozen on my bicep.
Are you really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Bad choice.
This is breaking news right now.
I'd love to.
Wait a minute. On your bicep or on your deltoid?
I
think your deltoid.
Maybe my deltoid. Okay. My deltoid. All right.
Okay. Let's make it happen.
All right. All right.
I'm in.
Please be in touch with me. Please, get in touch with the publicist and get my information, please. So, Anthony Michaels, congratulations again.
Yes.
I'm serious. So, thank you so much for joining us here on Breakthrough Entertainment, and have a great rest of your weekend. Please be in touch.
And congratulations.
You guys are amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Wow. That was fascinating. I don't know a lot about that.
I think I'm the only one in the whole building that has ink.
Yeah. You do? Where is it?
It's on my left arm.
I got a pen exploded on.
Oh, I forgot. Kathleen has some ink.
You have some ink too?
How did you forget?
She doesn't want you to know that.
Is it a stamp?
Oh, we just heard it.
Look on her ankle.
Well, you know, my friend, have you heard of the semicolon project?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, she has a semicolon tattooed on her wrist for the semicolon project, and the comma part at the bottom was reversed.
Yikes.
Oh, that's bad.
So make sure your tattoo artist is also literate.
Yeah. That's also why I said, yeah, exactly.
But Anthony Michael sounds really cool.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
He's in Tucson.
He's in Tucson at Metro Tattoo. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so people can get in touch.
Yeah,
with him.
Do a search for Metro Tattoo in Tucson, and or you can check out our archive breakradioshow.com and all the addresses on there.
Very.
But
cool.
We got another special guest coming up after the break, so. We've got to hear Jordan Sparks, another Valley resident who made it big on American Idol.
Yay, Jordan!
Tattoo. We will be right back with the one, the only Bernie Sanders.
But guess what, Eric? Wasn't in Fantasy Island the little guy named Tattoo, Tattoo?
Yeah, that was Hervé Villechaize.
Deep Plane.
Oh, yeah, Deep Planes. Okay. Anyway, this is Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back with none other than Bernie Sanders. Feel the Burn. We'll be right back. Don't need to worry about everything I've done. Live every second like it was my last one.